Sifkatan Samad Beis, so Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, Sif Beis, Sifkatan Samad Beis, which is the first Sifkatan on page 44. She allowed to do Chazara from one Kira, even to Filo Kira Cheris, Filo Ima Hevlo Meruba Mirashurna, even if the heat in the second Kira is greater than the heat in the first one, it's Mutter. Since the fact that it's fully cooked and it has not cooled off, so if you want to switch from hatmana to being on top of a kira, or the hipuch mikira latmana, so you're not allowed to put something on the kira lechatchila on Shabbos. You're not allowed to start a hatmana on Shabbos either. So each one is not considered exchangeable into the other one. Zeh pula chadasha. Each one is a new act. It's a new act of nesina. It's not a continuation of a previous nesina, because before it wasn't on a fire. It was in the hatmana. And going from on the fire into hatman is also so the hein tevin mishicha sheicha filled the mishnah must have hevel because the commandment separation zayin. So we'll see later on that there's two different dinim in hatmana. So hatmana is insulating something in a way that it'll maintain its heat. So if it's before Shabbos, it's mutter to do hatmana, but only something which doesn't add heat, generate heat. And there are certain compost and other things you put in it'll generate it. Through chemical combustion, it generates heat. That's called Dabar Hamoisif Havel. That's also even from Arab Shabbos. And on Shabbos, but something which is not Moisif Havel, doesn't add heat, it just maintains heat, is Mutter. On Shabbos, even that's also. So you can't go from one to the other.
What's exactly Isra? Going from something which doesn't add heat to something which does? What's it? It's not visual. What's the difficulty?
No, the Isra is putting something on the fire. There was the we know that Chazar is Mutter, which means it was in a state of being on the fire, taking it off and putting it on is Mutter, because it's considered in halacha an extension of the original being there. But to take something from the fridge and put it on the fire is Usur. Because it looks like Bishul.
Right, but no, from taking it from the fire and just for Hatmana, you're not putting on a fire, so...
So that's a different issue. There's an issue of putting something into Hatmana on Shabbos. The Mora says, well, the reason is because at Mamash, this type of chashash, so a person does Hatmana because his goal is to maintain the heat. So obviously the heat is important to him. So he takes the pot off the fire and says, let's put it on the money. He says, well, you know, it's not as hot as I'd like it to. Let's go heat it up a little before I put it away. It's exactly what Chazal were afraid of. So the fact that it was on the fire before is exactly what Chazal was saying. But when you come to be matman, you might stir up the coals to be able to put it into the hot mana at a greater level of heat, because you want to maintain, all you were maintaining the heat. So it's not hot enough for you.
So if you just take the pot and wrap it up in towels, that would be okay?
No, because I'll ask it any hatman on Shabbos. Starting a hatman on Shabbos. You're allowed to maintain hatman. You can't start a hatman on Shabbos because of this general concern that any time you're starting a hatman, obviously the goal is to have it as hot as possible to be hatman. So because I'm afraid the person might forget and do something improper to heat it before he's matan.
I understand that, but it's different.
We'll get to hatmana later on. It's Reish and Zion, really. Right now, that wasn't his main point. His main point was you shouldn't take from hatmana to going on the oven.
Right.
His mutter.
That's clear.
Right. Okay. So once he said that, he said the second half as well. Now, came along, the mother said that this is, that Batsim, there's a kula. That the whole Isser is when you take it off from before Shabbos, you put it back on Shabbos, so that's considered a whole new act unless you meet all of these criteria. But on Shabbos, when you take it off, you put it back on, so it's clear that it's a continuation. You don't need these conditions. So what do you not need? That the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshar from the Chol said, Pirish, Ha Dabin and Dafka, Oida Biyodoi, Begam, Daito Lahasar. Those two conditions. So you need that. she fully cooked. You need it, should still be, it should still be hot. You need that the fire is karfa kata. You just don't need, according to this opinion, the tanai of holding on to it, and the tanai of daita lahachzer. So on Shabbos, if he took it off on Shabbos, he could put it back on Shabbos, even though he had not planned to put it back when he took it off. Everybody gives you any karfa kata. So over here it's very obvious. He took it off right before Shabbos. He puts it back on Shabbos. It looks like a whole new story. Which is osur. So over there, we need to make a strong effort to make it look like chazara, and that is going to be done by oida b'yodu b'dayt elachzira. But on Shabbos, even if you put on gabi karak, it's motzer. Gabi karak, I feel the whole to lahachzer. You put it down, and it wasn't like to lahachzer. It's still going to be motzer according to this opinion. Everybody was there before. You just took it off on Shabbos. Okay. Now the Rama says that there's this yesh haimrim. So that's a minute. So we said any time where they to put something new you can't put, but they could take something off and put it back in. But with Tevla Hachmer. But the Moa says, even though that's the minig, but it would be appropriate to be machmir. Kehar b'poskim cholkem al aran, v'yikei b'yishes esar b'shikam aran, lo hitter el al gabi kira b'lo b'toichoy. So people put back inside, but b'yishes says that the aran never was machmir to that. So, first of all, many mishanim argue on the aran. Second of all, even the aran himself did not permit b'toichoy according to b'yishes. We got a mug and a rum, a sip cotton, lamad hay, and sadaka base yosef, and the mug and rum agrees with the base yosef. Iron shop. Mi adiva tana shalom, mi kira. Our oven is not better than a kira. Okay. When we call mokum near, she ate schus alaminic, so then how do you explain this minig? Why? Kikarani sparma posim, she ain't lesser chazar elim, ken yesh chaim, shakadari, yanasa, resachas, minachaim. Is any motzer kokach? Okay, in the fact of gazette. So the Isser of Chazorah is on a fire. So the fire has to be hot enough that the pot would if it had it been cold, would have been heated, what can get heated from the fire. But the fire is not strong enough to heat up room temperature pot to the temperature of Yatzeletis boy. If that's how weak the fire is, so then there's always a Chazorah over there. So the mice, many times, they're tenurim. By the time they did that, they would take the chol Shabbos day, put it back in. It wasn't so hot. Okay. Then he says, if it's nitzan and if the pot was cooled off, you definitely can't put it back. Now there's two definitions of nisan. According to Shulchan Aruch, if it goes below, if the pot's contents go below Yatzeletis bo, that's called nisanin. According to the Ramah, that's still okay, but if it goes down to room temperature, that's a problem. But Tom, the Sharach HaChakach Oid Bishul Chodesh. So now you're moving. You're moving away from the realm of the Issa Drabbanon of Chazara, of Nesina, which looks like Metzik and Mavashal. You're getting involved with a pot which was heated and it was cooked and it cools off, reheating it in halachas, where Chershid Yesh Bisho Acha Bisho, and it's Osir.
Can we hold there Ein Bisho Acha Bisho?
So the Shulchan Aruch holds Yesh Bisho Acha Bisho, and the Ramah holds Ein Bisho Acha Bisho, but the Ramah says in a case where it's Nisan on the Gamer, you have to be Machmer and say Yesh Bisho Acha Bisho. So on the Kamam Mogan Romans, Siv Kotten, Lam Bob Shakos, the field, but there were Yavish, Ein Boy Mordek, Lashak Boy Bisho. So now, Zot the Magarom, okay, fine. So Bishlam, when you're talking about liquid, so but that din of Bishlam Bishlam applies to liquid, because a liquid, the heat plays a role. Boiling something which is boiling hot is different than something, but something which is dry, if it's fully cooked, it's fully cooked. There's ain't Bishlam Bishlam. Because it comes along and Roman says, there's a second issue over here. An underlying issue is that this halacha that we can continue, we can look at it as an extension of the original placement. Once you lose all the heat from the original placement, you've lost that, you can't look at it as an extension anymore. So now it's not putting it back, it's starting over again. Because, so the issue is not the issue of Bishlam at the Raisa level, it's the issue of that the heter is only to be machzir that which was there b'shehiyah originally, but when you took it off from the shehiyah and you let it cool totally, so that shehiyah is done. So you can't put back to it anymore. So now it's like now it goes into the issur d'rabbanan of putting something from anew onto a fire. Mm-hmm. I can't take something out of my refrigerator. I have cold, dry, fully cooked meat in my refrigerator. I take it out, want to put it on the fire. So no bishul problems. It's fully cooked. But there's an issur of nasin al-chalchil. You can't put it. So that's what that would be. The field of Yom HaShem and Morak, L'shaib, but bishul, gam ken osu. The kiman shekar nitzan and bot lo hashiya rishonu. The habi ken noisen out of mechadish b'sachatana, it was also b'chol gav. Now, Sotim HaShabur, however, b'chol said, k'shamanicha atam, b'vokam shayala yadayachoyim, yatzeletis boy. You're going to heat it. At this point in time, it'll get heated to Yatzeletis point. But if it's not going to get heated there, so you're not putting on a fire. You can cover over the top of the to keep the heat in. The steam is a daf l'mikri hatmana. You can't do hatmana, but hatmana means that you're insulating directly against the walls. But you hear there's the airspace around it. You're keeping the heat on the top. That's not a problem. Miu imal yerei steam as piatana yer reseach toim shalad distim chadavas akot and samazayin. But if that's going to keep the heat in to the point that now it will heat, to the point of getting resachas. So now you have this other problem. Now sata mishabura, we have a different problem. Also. We don't have glowing coals. You can't do chazara with not gor v'katam b'chol gavni. If you want to cause some severe Jewish Yaakov, then you can zara sagi, because you're going to call him the side echol, you push it off to the side. That's a cooler that he comes up with. So by putting it off to the side would give it the halachic equivalent of a grifa. You don't have to take it out of, push it off the side, makes it that's not the normal way to cook, because you cook above the fire as opposed to the side of the fire. If that's true, that's the skittish of this Yeshua's Yaakov. So he seems to hold on to that. Now, comes along, take along the tail of the Sharetzin in Samach Aleph. Mash'en kelinyin shehiya bein and shigrif kolach hacholim lechutz. Ayin shom. Okay, so the Yeshua's Yaakov came along and said interesting din. He said, the definition of group of a ketumah for shehiyah and group of a ketumah for chazorah are actually different. For chazorah, moving it to the side is sufficient. For shehiyah, you must remove it totally. So, so we said you can go from one kira to the next. So I want, but chazorah is only shaykh if you had a shehiyah to start with, and for shehiyah you need all the gecholim out. So where's the case of the gecholim in the oven? Answer: you had two ovens. So in the oven one, I did shehiyah, over there I was gareth all of the coals totally.
The other one back to the side.
And then when I do chazorah, I put it back to the other one, where there the gecholim are off to the side. All right, so that's the Yeshua's Yaakov, we know would hold. Now, the swara behind it, the Chazon Ish says he doesn't feel that there's any, it's a compelling swara. If anything, we would have argued in logic, the Chazor we find is more chomer. Right? By Shehiya, there's kulas of, sometimes you don't need a garfa katsum. There's no heter by Chazor. So by Chazor, which is more chomer, you need less grief than by Shehiya. It doesn't seem to be logical. Okay. Then comes along the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you took a Tanner Michael from the Tanner B'Shabbos, you can't do Hatmana.
Okay, you're okay.
Asal Nicha. Does that make me Tchilas Hatmana? Masha Yimuna B'Tchila B'Tanner Inyan Acharu Kilel B'Siv Katan Samei Beis. So this is not a continuation of what you had. I mean, it was inside of a Tanner. You had heat all around it. Maybe that's like Hatmana. Right? No, that's not true. You can't do it, money, even though the karmic successes don't add heat, they just maintain heat, it's still going to be usher. So even though the food is still quite hot, so theoretically the chashash is because you're going to heat it up. No, there's no need to. Because I'm at Xer, they made Xer in all cases. Okay. Okay. The Ramah's definition of atmana, if the top is open, it's not called atmana. So you want to put it in the karmic sauces. If you leave it open on top, that's mutter.
In fact, she started the seventh.
Okay. Now, comes the Ramah. The Ramah adds a chumrah. That there's not only is there the Dinei Chazora on Shabbos, there's Dinei Chazora on Erev Shabbos as well. Which means that you cannot take a pot which has not been on previously been on the fire and put it up right before Shabbos to heat. So what's that shear? I mean, I can't put it up 11 o'clock in the morning. Well, obviously I could. So what's called so close to Shabbos that you cannot put a new pot up to heat? It's fully cooked, but you want to put up a new pot to heat. It's okay. If it's close enough to the Baruch Hu Kabbalah Shabbos.
We're going
to
discuss tonight a tshuva of the
Malami Mahal. That where you have
a couple of words.
If you would put it now, it will not get to the be fully heated by the time Shabbos starts. That's called that you are too close to Shabbos that you're allowed to do. You need to know Chazor. You have to have had it there beforehand.
That period.
Okay, so Mr. Burris is cut nine. Okay, the Hobin Dibre Yeshamim Murkhani Laharaksas. I need to explain. Today, Tosis of Rosh Siatum, Hichum, the Arab Shabbos Nami Shah Dinichazar. Dinichazar can start before Arab Shabbos as well. The Haino, in Lot, will be by Joim, Mina Kira, Amina Tanner, Medidan, our Tanner. Also, the Hasul of Elohim who Garfakatim. So you can't do Chazor even in Arab Shabbos without being Garfakatim. The Hikshul is that. So Tosis then asks, in Cain, the Shinon Hachzor, I feel of Arab Shabbos. See, if you sell like there, I mean, a cure of Arab Shabbos, but Hashkom, you take it off Friday morning. Well, you're Yochel Hachzor. See, you want to. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. You put it up to 12 Thursday night. It's cooking. You take it off to add something. So I can't put it back. I can't do Chazor in Arab Shabbos. How about on Tuesday? I mean, basis sheer not zman not sechom al zeh. So I've proven from the Gemara that the din of Chazor and Erev Shabbos as well, but I need to explain what's the sheer. The mask Tosis comes out. Who saw a chasheich kolkach? Ah, jimoyek har hayoch laticha voices zman. It's so close to Shabbos that had it been cold, it will not be able to heat during that period of time before Shabbos. Then also oz the hafzer b'lo grifa. Then you cannot do chazara unless it's korfakot. Dimiya mutter oz the hafzer yafzik ha-mashachzer, because people will look at that. That's heating things on Shabbos, so you can like, because Harai is not, it's actually heated, getting heated on Shabbos, so I can put it back on Shabbos also. Kulachad Gzeri, that's all goes into the Gzeri. Shabbos also Shemichat, and on Shabbos, and there's no real concern in Arab Shabbos. What are you doing? You're going to strip the coals? It's more than a strip coals Arab Shabbos. But we're going to argue that if you do it Erev Shabbos, you'll do it on Shabbos. And Shabbos, we're afraid you're going to be Mechad. So it's Gzera the Gzera. No, that was all part of the Gzera. That's this opinion, which is Machmir. And Rashi says, no, the Sirel is a Lord Gosha, Al Chazor, Akim, Mish Chashecha, Bula Medium. There's no such thing as Chazor in Arab Shabbos.
Rav Nachman in Germany had a much higher level of respect, mutual good feeling toward his German neighbors.
So it's Samuel Chashecha or Samuel Chaborchu, which is Kabbalah Shabbos. Some of the Baruch Hu, but some of them, you know, you can learn your Baruch Hu. They would say Baruch Hu early. Tamash Malom, the Kibbutz, the Yadei Baruch Hu, the Kabbalah Shabbos, Habakkuk Shabbos Gomer, we didn't show us a Shir, Yia Kud and Baruch Hu Dafka. So now, this time that we're saying, before Shabbos starts, you can't put the pot back during that time. So if you keep a Kabbalah Shabbos early, you're going to move that back.
Very
high grade. He says, no, this chumrah, which is a chumrah, that far they don't take it. Because it's bechal, not it's even if you're Makabal Shabbos early, it's not Shabbos. A person will go during that time period and stir up the coals. What's the Arbor? Prism the Kabbalah Shabbos and he stirs up the calls afterwards. He's Arbor, the Kibbutz says he's Arbor Nasei. The Nasei to Sefer Shabbos. It's not over Vlad, not over Skila. So you're making a Xerah for me. A, because of B, and B is only Nasei, Mechatesi. A, Arbor Shabbos, Otuan Shabbos, where they're dealing with the Chiyab Skila, it's a different ballgame. So the Magarot says we're not worried about it during that period of time. Okay. Then now, im husama kolkach, she says, "Hanafilo who kaidem shkias achames is man." It's not mamash shkias. Let's move back. Didik le b'shabbes. Behind the rock linen, the beginning group of ketumah b'kumah shabbes. Now, this halacha that is like Shabbos, what conditions do you need? Do you need fully cooked, hot? Garfa Kotzum, Arbiyoto, that the Hashem has five conditions. Says you need Garfa Kotzum. I mean, that's the Hashem shall nichel al gabi karka lebinaz. The Tanai of Arbiyoto, the Tanai that the Hashem you don't need. Mechala Garmi, sure, the Hashem some of the Chashecha Mamash, if you're a Lena Kufa, the Ketumah Kamosha Kotzum Sefalov. We had before, but something which is totally raw is Mutter. Even this Chumra doesn't go against that.
We don't do that, but
they
married her civilly.
Now, they had a child together. So it's considered with Shabbos itself. Dafkar Hashanimer called Bushala Kadeira. Now he says a kula. He says a kula, which is somewhat counterintuitive. If it's still cooking, nobody's confused. Nobody will confuse that with Shabbos. Because you're not cooking. You're putting a pot, which is not fully cooked, on the fire. Erev Shabbos to cook. If I can do it, I can do it on Shabbos. Nobody's going to say you can do it on Shabbos. The only case where you could confuse it with Shabbos is the case where it's fully cooked. That people will be confused with Shabbos. The case where it's not fully cooked, people will not confuse it with Shabbos. Because it comes up, I have a not fully cooked pot. There's no problem when I put it on. As long as I meet the halachas of Shia going on the Shabbos. There's no dini chazor. Masha enken, if it's fully cooked, that's when the chumrah applies.
Hoffman's correspondent said,
There's no limitations. We're not going to be you might do it on Shabbos, because who would do that? People will not confuse the two, and therefore it's going to be mutter. But there is a shita which is machmer. So the Rosh says this for a shita. There's a shita Mishana which is Mashmir. The terrible Hachmir. Unless you need to. Ayin Dal Lefiza. And little Kler Mikira, little Gabi Taner, Shenagor Vakotum, Samal Chashecha. You shouldn't take it off from the Kira and put it on the Taner.
So we'll see in the tshuva what the issues are, why the gerus might be a problem.
But he said smicha is mutter.
We'll see his conclusion. Even
to makom shatz letters boy.
Is mutter.
I got makom shatz letters boy. The yin yatz letters boy. Feel b'shabbos is sure. That you let it do. Even though some of chashecha, how to feel it out in some of the gamri. Even though it's fully cooled off.
Probably occurred to you some of which.
Learn some of the gamri. Feel b'shabbos shori. Kmosh kotsim simin shin yatz kotsim tetes v'bahag. It's not full. If it's not cooled off.
He begins as follows. So.
Smicha is mutter on Shabbos. It's fully cooked. It's not cooled off. There's no bishul problems. There's no tanoi shehi and chazora on smicha. So the case has to be over here. It was the son of the gamri.
Often shortish.
But taner in chiluk. That means chazal taner. Hanu b'taner shal zman haTalmud. Because of the bishul farab of aluf. Shamar lein shehiya. Shamar lein chazora. Our kiras are considered. Our son is considered a kira.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hold it here.